Clutching his black Bible in one hand and a microphone in the other, Billy Graham stood outside in the howling wind of San Juan, Puerto Rico, near the Hiram Berthorn Stadium. The year was 1995. A satellite dish in the background was the only piece of dazzling array of technology that had been assembled for one purpose: to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association had worked for more than a year to coordinate the largest single evangelistic effort in the history of Christianity. That year, from March 16 through 18, Dr. Graham's preaching was transmitted from 17 satellite pathways to 30 satellites across 29 time zones for a total of 300 hours of transmission. His words were interpreted in 47 languages. Musical clips and testimonies appropriate to various areas of the world were spliced into regional programs. For example, the Mandarin language version featured a testimony by tennis star Michael Chang and a Chinese Christian musical group. Thousands of venues around the globe were set up to receive the messages and project them on video screen. The settings range from a refugee camp in Rwanda to the rainforest of French Guiana. The largest hall in Burundi was packed out, with many looking in through the windows and doorways. In Cameroon, more than 2,000 responded to the invitation to accept Christ. In Bangladesh, nearly 25% of the 4,000 who attended gave their lives to Christ. The numbers tabulated after the event were staggering. 185 countries reached. Messages heard in 117 languages. 3,000 mission locations involved. Over 10 million seats occupied per night. 1 to 1.5 million Christian workers trained in preparation. Over 500,000 prepared counselors. 1 billion people viewed the broadcast in 117 countries. Another 3 billion attended video missions at various sites. At a satellite meeting in Kazakhstan, a student told her counselor, "I've tried everything, and now I turn to God as the last hope. Something happened for which I've waited all my life." Billy Graham has preached the gospel message to more people in live audiences than anyone else in history. Over 210 million people in more than 185 countries and territories. Hundreds of millions more have been reached through television, video, and film. Spanning more than 90 years, Billy Graham's story cannot be contained in a single book. The stories of changed lives through his preaching could not be contained in a room full of books. This short biography attempts to capture the key turning points in his life. Several years ago on his CNN program, Larry King Live, Larry asked Billy Graham how he wanted to be remembered. Without a pause, Dr. Graham responded, "I want to be known as someone who was faithful. When I reach heaven, the Lord will respond, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into my rest.'" Let's look at how Billy Graham has made this journey of faithfulness.